Blog Talk Radio.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. Thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag, told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it costs to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. We're thankful for those, thankful for the things we've done. We can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
The Hoot and Holler Show. I'm Chad.
I'm Bill.
What else? Oh, go ahead, Lonnie.
And I'm Lonnie. Thank you there, Chad.
What else can this government stick their fingers into?
Oh, just throw another scandal on the fire, folks.
Oh.
Another week, another bunch of lies and distraction. Well, this time the distraction they attempted to pull off backfired in their face. I'm talking about the Bergdahl swap. There's still a lot to find out about this and all, but apparently it looks like we're going to put the blame on Hagel. Well,
Democrats should have been on Obama because it was he's one of one that's done. I guarantee you. And I'm right now, I'm looking at him right now, hugging all over. You know what I'm saying? The mom and dad of the boy.
I see this. He thought that this whole deal was going to get the focus off of the VA because that was sinking him in both parties. That, you know, the VA's not going away. Benghazi's not going away. The IRS is not going away. Fast and Furious is not going to go away.
And the Tea Party's not going to go away.
And now we're seeing blatant aiding and abetting of illegal immigration by our government. That's what we've had for several presidents that have we've had this, where they aid and abet these people, and they're not immigrants.
No, it's just,
they are foreign invaders.
Yeah, it's just not Obama. He's just pushing it too far. Right?
If they're going to allow 60,000 or more children. Well, you got to know it's because they plan on bringing 120,000 parents to take care of those children. But currently it's going to cost us somewhere, their guess is $2 billion. I would say closer to $6.5 billion that it's going to cost us to take care of all these people that are coming in. But again, you know, they're going to say all these people, they're a boom to the economy. Yeah, when $43 billion is stolen out of the IRS tax refund system every year, when, you know, they're getting subsidies for housing, they're getting food stamps, they're getting free medical care at our expenses, they're, you know.
Heck, one the other day I seen him driving around in a Hummer, a daggone Hummer.
Well, that's the drug cartels. But, you know, here... we're having a problem with our own economy, and we keep getting these distorted facts that they try to put out there but don't hold water when you really look at them, and continually see ignorant, out-of-control spending that just continues to go on and go on and go on and go on, and they wonder how we get so far in debt.
Because that right there, it just keeps going on.
When Obama leaves office in 2016, if you were to get a true count of what everything the, because they're kicking a lot of the spending down into the future to try to make things look good in the now.
Yeah,
but when you did a tally of everything that he was involved with and incurred, the debts incurred under him, by him, under him, it's going to exceed $30 trillion. He is going to more than double the entire debt of by himself.
All the presidents combined.
And that's just going to cause a collapse here, which is what they want. I understand that. I understand they want to collapse our culture and destroy our culture, and to do that is you inflict all these people who don't assimilate that come in trying to turn your country into the one they left. You bring in 2 million Islamists a year pushing their Islamist agenda.
Amen.
And, you start destroying the culture. You destroy the morality of the culture. He's working on that. You destroy principles and values, and he's working on all those things. He has kind of bringing change, but every change he's brought has cost us and took away our liberties.
But I think it's been changed to the worst.
Well, exactly.
How many lies are they?
Why he's hoping he didn't get caught. While he changed things to benefit himself.
Why do you need to lie to the American people? You're supposed to work for the people.
I find that problem on both sides of the aisle.
Yes, it is.
With anybody that has that same politician attached to it.
Well, it goes all the way down the line to even Seymour.
To be a politician anymore, if someone tells you they're a politician, you should be put on alert. Because as I seen last night, I went to a city council meeting in Seymour, Indiana, where two people showed up to support outlawing chickens, people having chickens in their backyard. Now understand, in 198 years, Seymour has always had chickens in the backyard.
Always, what I know of.
And now all of a sudden they're wanting to outlaw that. And to get two speakers, the city councilman had to bring his wife and a friend of his. That was the two that spoke against the chicken.
Yeah.
They tried throwing up other things. The one guy says, well, it's a health issue. How is any more of a health issue than all the illegals running around that have never been through health clearances and health checks and stuff? You see recurrences of diseases and stuff in our country that are being brought back here by illegals. And I don't blame that it's the individuals. Fault is the countries they come from, the civilizations and lack
when
of culture.
When you go through the right way, you get checked and get rid of that stuff before you come here.
I have a hard time when I look at the globe realizing that, like in Africa and South America and other places, that you've had as much time or longer to build a civilization as anybody else. And what the hell have you been doing the last 2,000 years?
Hard though.
But I know that others seem to have done it. Asia did it. Europe did it. We've done it. Canada's done it. You know, North America's done it. Any others. I don't understand how one can be so far behind the rest of the globe and then want to dictate to the rest of the globe.
Yeah. How we should live.
We know, and mark my words, folks, write this down. Bill Strong said this. Before Barack Obama leaves office, one of these five that were released or more will be involved in murders.
Oh, yes.
Mark that down.
There has to be some reason he did that anyway.
Well,
you know Obama's a Muslim anyway. And why would you release five?
I'm not going to go in.
Top people for one traitor.
I'm not going to go into his reasoning because I don't know exactly what was in his mind.
I do know the laws
and stuff, and I seem to think he's violated many of these. When it comes to the security of the United States, he has violated many of these.
I mean, the war.
He has given money and weaponry to the Muslim Brotherhood or an affiliate of theirs, Al Qaeda, Taliban, somebody. He has consistently went out there and attacked our country in front of these Islamic countries for our principles and values. He covers up Christian symbols before he
makes and walks all over the American people while he kisses the Muslims' butt.
He has consistently catered to them. And what has it got him? What has it got our country? Folks, there's a thing. A lot of people are screaming for impeachment. But I think we should be pushing the charge of treason and imprisonment because he is giving aid to our enemy. Total violation of all our laws. But, you know, he has... Right now, he's releasing these guys. You know they're going to be back into it. Once they are, there you are. Again, aided our enemies. You know, he hates the United States. He hates America. And he wants to turn it into this elitist kind of utopia where there's the elite, which he plans on being a part of, and the rest of us that are left are just servants. Do you really believe that when they're trying to depopulate the world by 6 billion people, that all these illegals are going to be left, and everybody in between is going to be gone around the globe? It won't work out that way, I'm afraid. They're pawns. This government has no problem using anybody for pawns. They will support the Muslims. They said support the Muslims, and they even support Sharia law if they can get it through and passed here.
And that's
at the same time, they're turning around there, reaching out and trying to appeal to the gays. Like the gays don't have the brains to realize that if they get their Sharia law through, they're going to kill every one of you.
Yep. That's what they're doing. They're just using you for pawns for your vote.
He's used the unions for pawns. And some of these union leaders have woke up to the fact that every time they turn around, they're getting stabbed in the back by. I gotta say this. He's even using the blacks in this nation as pawns because
if anybody had half a brain, they know that amnesty to all these Hispanic stuff is going to push blacks further down the line. It's going to make it harder for blacks to get jobs.
Yep.
It's going to make it harder for blacks to get education.
Yep.
That the whole time, and in 25, 30 years, everybody sitting in Congress, the Senate, and the White House will have a Hispanic last name.
I could see that. Or Muslim.
Yeah, well, but it'd be the Hispanics and the Muslims fighting over the nation.
I don't know. I hate to see them. America, I hate to see the nation if that ever happened. I mean, we would be no better than the countries we see going around killing. I mean, I know we have some murders. Yeah, we do. But nothing like the other countries.
Well, we've had over 120,000 of us killed here on this soil by illegals since 9/11, which is more than
there's
killed
a lot.
In Iraq, more than was killed in our Afghanistan.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
You don't hear a single politician out there saying anything about that, except for maybe Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, he may.
And here we are. We have eight kids molested every day at the hands of an illegal alien.
That's just
who usually has at least four prior victims. You don't hear none of your electeds say anything about these things.
I will say this. Let me catch you molested.
But the fact is, if there is a law that says it's illegal to come into this country, that it cannot illegally come into this country, and your government doesn't enforce that law and turns and allows that law to be broken, then your government is guilty. There's no way out of this. They are guilty of aiding and abetting criminal activity.
They have not gave amnesty yet. And look how many, since Obama's opened his mouth, talking about the amnesty.
I got to be fair.
You should see all the people just
you had
warning.
But you had the same thing when George Bush was president. He pushed for
Bush
amnesty.
Did.
And there was a big wave of blood across the border. They've been using that same number, 11 million, for 8 years. And folks,
that number,
I guarantee you, does not even reach 50% of what is really here.
That could be in
they
one,
know it
one
doesn't.
Day.
They know it doesn't. It's because this government, period, and I'm talking both sides of the aisle. I'm sorry to say it, but Mitch McConnell's, the John Boehners, the John McCain's, the Lindsey Graham, you can't trust either side of that aisle. And when you do find somebody who's a good guy and trying to stand up for things, they get attacked by both sides of the aisle. The i.e. Alan West, Ted Cruz, others, you know, they got a monopoly on it, folks, and they want to keep it. What we're getting is we're getting the regular shaft. While we think these people fighting each other behind the scenes, they're attending the same dinners, patting each other on the back for the show they're putting on for us, while they're stabbing us and padding their own pockets with their insider investing and trading.
And trying to take all of our freedoms away. The freedom to have a garden, freedom to live in the country, the freedom to hunt, fish. I mean, even to get you right education without their little fingers in there. Trying to dumb down the society.
Folks, I got to do this tonight, live right here on the radio. Lonnie, my brother, cousin, have you looked at your sewer bill? Lonnie.
Yes, I have.
Did you know that you're paying so much for rainwater runoff?
No. Haven't seen it on there yet. Not that.
It's added in the sewer bill.
Go down there and ask them what all those things are on there, and you're going to find out you're probably paying about $4 to $5 a month for water, rainwater runoff.
Really?
Yep.
I will ask them next time I go in there.
Stuck it right around there and stuck you in the back with it. I got a question here. If they can tax you for rainwater runoff, are they like in control of the rainwater?
If God's anyone.
And if they're in control of the rain and the water, then doesn't that mean they're controlling the weather? Therefore, if they're controlling the weather, they're controlling tornadoes, hurricanes, and all these other things.
That's what causes death. So
can we sue them for rainwater?
Well, yeah, we should be able to.
The idea that they can tax you for rainwater
running off your property. Just goes to show how far we've gotten in sliding down hills.
Yep.
I was there the night when a guy came in, and he was just irate because he had been to the sewer department, and they had told him, this $4 on here, that's rainwater runoff tax. And he went berserk.
I would too.
But, of course, now he's reading the county comprehensive plan. He's starting to get involved in things, and he's throwing a fit. I'm seeing a lot of guys working with Lil Cuz Shannon and J.C. Grubb, and they're all getting into this. They were showed the video Agenda 21 for Dummies, and they took it and they did what I want people to do. They took that first video, then they went and they started researching into it. And what they're finding out is blowing their mind. And they're screaming, they want a meeting, they want to get involved. Folks, I've been waiting for this for a while in my area here. If we should be having this kind of thing go on across this nation, we should have been out here spreading the education of these things. And I know Linda has been working her tail off doing it. I know Mother Yo, the mother of the Patriot family, she's all over doing things all over the net and stuff, talking about these, exposing these things. As many of the rest of our family members and stuff, and I know many others out there across this nation, patriots, are doing likewise. And that's what it's taking. Because when you get that one little spark and it ignites a bunch of people, then you realize what I've been doing, all the efforts and time I put into doing this, when I thought no one was listening, when they start listening, I can't tell you the relief you feel inside, the relief that all this isn't just riding on your shoulders. Now it's going to be shared upon these other shoulders.
They can wake up and see what's actually taking place.
Exactly.
Not the people's trying to push over on them. It's just like sliding a hand. While they're trying their best to show you this, they're trying to push that Agenda 21 through. Sliding a hand. Take over the control.
The recent Michelle Obama wanting to make it illegal to get potatoes with food stamps.
Oh, my. That's it.
Of all things,
potatoes. Because you got potato chips, you got French fries.
Well, come on.
All kinds of crap you make with potatoes.
But she says they're bad for you. They have no nutritional value.
Shit, how many gallons of potatoes does she put down a week?
You know, it's just ridiculous. They say, oh, well, there's no agenda to control everybody. And then you turn around, and here they are trying to take away your potatoes. They're trying to force you to eat crap at the schools. When you tell them no, they throw a big fit. They want to go out here and put poison in our food, GMOs and whatever. I've seen Representative DeLauro talking about something and stuff, and I was thinking to myself, and I actually posted this, does anybody realize that this woman's husband is on the board of directors of Monsanto? No, they don't, because she's not telling them he is.
No, I mean, they don't know, but of course he is.
They don't use the same last name.
That's fraud.
It's not fraud. She doesn't have to use his last name.
No.
But her husband is a member. He's one of the top guys at the board on Monsanto. And she got here telling you about good, healthy eating and stuff. It's my butt. Have you looked at that woman? That's scare the bejesus out of anybody.
Yeah.
Because the first time I saw her, I couldn't tell if it was a woman or a man in drag. I'm sorry. I couldn't tell if it was a woman or an ugly man in drag. But it's all to pad pockets.
Either pad pockets or power.
I'd like to see somehow a law brought up that would make it illegal for our elected to profit off of something such as this climate thing with their green energy investments and their carbon exchange investments. Obama's not fighting big oil because he wants to stop big oil. He's fighting big oil because they are his main competition to his carbon exchange.
To his money, pocket for
his investment in his carbon exchanges. Him, Al Gore, Valerie Jarrett. And you got Pelosi and Reid and these others fighting against
oil and stuff because of Reed's tied into the solar panel industry.
Then you got
Pelosi's brother-in-law got a big grant and stuff. Kind of, he's doing solar panels and stuff, and it just goes on and on and on. It's all it is insider investing and trading to pad their own pockets. So you got to block out and stomp your competition, and they use the EPA to go after the coal companies. They block the Keystone Pipeline. Stabbing union members and labor and jobs in the back while they do it, because that doesn't pad their fee, yet they'll turn around and want to use those same unions to push their agenda. Looks like all those coal miners are getting ready to put out of work, all those union coal miners. Stab in the back.
The message just took what Obama said to them out of context, too.
Well, no. People's going to have to realize this guy has no loyalty to anyone but himself. Yep. He was hand-picked to be the pawn in the White House. And he's pretty much shown that. I mean, how dumb can you be? We learn about everything that's going on before he does. Evidently, we see TV before he does.
We must.
But apparently, if he's learning about all these scandals and stuff off the TV, he has to be watching Fox News, because they're the only ones talking about it.
Yeah, because all the other ones, they don't say crap, because they're crony. They're in cahoots. They're paid off. That's what's wrong with the media nowadays. That's why people can't get the right facts. People can't find out what's going on, because the media don't tell them. Folks,
mathematics has not really changed. It's still got to balance out. You can lie, you can manipulate the numbers, but in the end, the true math will always win out. You can sit there and say you can borrow $500 billion from Medicare and put into the health care program and you're going to come out ahead. You can't borrow $500 billion from trillions in debt and come out ahead. All you did was add $500 billion to the several $100 trillion debt you already had. You didn't come out ahead. You didn't prosper.
But your lies and your, I guess, whatever kind of math you're using, well, didn't really come out to what you, it must be that Common Core math.
That's it.
Didn't come out to what
the Common Core math, science fiction. That's science fiction in the climate deal. They try to act like, you know, Al Gore come out and said 97% of science. Well, that's a lie. In actuality, the numbers are almost in reverse. It's only about 3 to 4% of scientists that actually agree with them on climate and global warming.
Global warming.
The rest of them,
you know that.
The rest of them don't agree with them. The meteorologists don't agree with them. They don't agree with them.
But if you go out and
take ice samples. The number two guy at Greenpeace says they're lying.
If you go out and take ice samples, ice core samples, you will see where the planet has went through this change.
You will see a cycle.
It comes and goes, comes and goes.
We've been doing this. So now when this warming cycle ends, if there is such a thing going on at the moment, because we've been in a cool down for like 16 and a half years.
Yeah. They go from...
So when it starts to go, the cycle starts to change again. They'll come up with something new, and they'll have a new way to pad their pockets off of it.
That's all it is.
They couldn't use solar because they can't control the sun. They couldn't use water vapor because they can't control the moisture in the air. So they went to the next best thing. Let's use carbon, CO2. And then you have people go, well, we got to do away with cars and put too much CO2 in the air.
Yeah,
I am sorry, but you're wrong. A car doesn't put CO2, carbon monoxide, into the air. You can't crush out CO2. Your own government that's out here pushing all this green climate crap in their own little underground caverns where they're growing their stuff down there and everything, they're spraying CO2 on their plants.
Well, they
gotta
plants,
feed your plants,
yeah.
People, and that's how you feed plants is with CO2.
Here. Hi, guys.
Hello, Linda.
I'm trying to find my information. Here it is. I was reading yesterday. Talking about the climate change and the garbage and what they're trying to do to us. I received something in the mail, and the one guy that I talked about was because I had contacted him, and he emailed me. He was in New Hampshire, and he kicked Ickley out of his town and also Agenda 21 out of his town, even though it's small. So he asked my physical address so he could mail me stuff. He knows who Tom DeWeese is. He knows who Rosa Curia is. The guy's just working his tail off. And I was telling him the things that I had. And he says, that's part of the best thing you can do is just make sure you have at least two or three others who are in your group, you know, that understand this and want to speak in front of these councils, because they have to hear from, you know, more than one source. Now, if I had the money, I would go to this, but it's expensive, you know, and it's a conference. It's Lord Monckton's going to be there. Dr. Singer's going to be there. It's a huge group of people. It's the 9th International Conference on the Climate Change in Las Vegas, and what they're doing is they are explaining and debunking the junk science. It's just an amazing piece talking about how these people benefit the people who are lying, and that they're just completely debunking this whole thing. They talk about climate change and hydrosphere, the oceans, carbon tax and the social cost of carbon, and they call it a carbon tax scheme, combating climate myths with science facts, the media and outlets and global warming activists present a parade of asserted global warming impacts, and this panel of experts discuss how they separate fact from fiction when talking with reporters and making public presentations. So this is like I said, I wish I could go. It's a 3-day deal, but I don't know where they'll have it next time around, but it's just an amazing thing because I have met and listened to the lectures of both Singer. And, in fact, I think John Coleman's going to be there, too, and he was with us with Singer because they're real close friends, and Lord Monckton was a separate time, but, again, extremely well-versed scientists and wonderful people. So, you know, I'm basically doing everything I can to compile a 3-minute speech. I'm not even going to go into the chemtrails because this Hal guy said that he thought would not – he says, let's wait, get them out of this first, because they'll just label you a complete conspiracy nut job. So he says, get the facts. He says, go through the sandbag stuff, show them what they're doing, and just hammer away at the terminology and what they're actually, what the goal is. So I guess that's all.
And apparently Congress don't have any say in this because cap and trade was defeated, and we've just seen Obama go around Congress and use the EPA to try to instill cap and trade.
Right, he does it at every turn. He's doing it.
All the water saying EPA and the government has control over all water, including water puddles.
Oh, I know. It's absolutely, it's insane. The man has to be stopped. These entities have to be stopped. They need to be defunded completely. Sunsetted, defunded, gotten rid of. I mean, it's just, I don't even know how to explain how important this is. He's using these regulatory Lilliputian bureaucratic schmendricks to do his bidding. And the Congress doesn't seem to give a rat's behind. I mean, there's a handful of them, like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and the rest of them. But nobody's, nothing to stop him. Nothing.
Up here screaming, disarm the EPA, the IRS, and FDA
no.
and all these people?
No.
Why aren't we screaming, disarm these people? And
because
why
it doesn't fit.
Disarming these people? Because if these people have a pub of their recourse, they get the law to go out there and enforce it.
Right.
They don't
look.
Need weaponry and military-style weaponry and stuff.
Look what this guy just did. What he released those 5 evil people. He's bringing back some deserter that nobody cared about. The entire platoon said he was a deserter. They weren't bad-mouthing him. They were just telling the truth. And now this administration, you know, those camps where they got all those kids coming up from Guatemala with all their diseases and stuff? And these people apparently, and I don't know who's telling them to do it, but they're actually being threatened to not take their cell phone pictures and to not be whistleblowers. You know what? There needs to be.
They found all the filming at the border.
The what?
I've seen some of the film before they went in there and stopped the film. The border's just being flooded. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it is.
It is a foreign invasion. country to come across yet the northern border.
They, because they don't want them. That's why they're sending them to us, because they know how stupid we are and that
Mexico
we won't send them back.
Let them in. Mexico does not have to let them in. Their southern border is secure.
I know.
They are letting these people in for the single purpose of flooding our border.
And you know what? You know what? Yeah, you know what?
Mexico
right.
has never been an ally of the United States.
Well, they are
only,
now.
They only
let
use
me
the United States for what they can con us out of.
Right. Here's the thing, Bill. This is what I was listening to Glenn talk about this today. He says when he looks at this situation, he can see it pretty clearly. He says, I will bet you that this is coordinated with our administration and Mexico. That's got to be. Cloward and Tippmann, there's something going on that no one's talking about. And, of course, the media, they're about as useless as you know, a jar of urine.
That link's already been brought out because the ambassador of Ecuador said that if our government was helping this.
Oh, yeah. Well, 2 years ago, Schmuckface, you know, his ass holiness, decides to do his Dream Act thing, or DACA, whatever you want to call it, and that's where this is coming from. So all these guys got the word out, and apparently it's being well executed, well coordinated by this administration with these people down there, and they're just bringing them up in the cartloads. They keep pushing, Bill, and there's going to be some bloodshed. And I'm telling you, because there's a lot of folks in the South and, you know, and in Texas who are not going to put up with this crap, not going to put up with it. So just be forewarned.
Him flooding them into Arizona, that's his way of kicking Brewer in the face for
This is beyond Brewer. This is huge. This is going to help destroy this economy. This is his Cloward and Piven strategy to do it. Because only got, a year and a half left, the son of a bitch? That's what's going on here. He's doing everything he can to fulfill his little dream of destroying this nation before he leaves.
I've said all along that destruction of the culture, and you do that by flooding the country with the illegals who do not assimilate while you're silently behind the scenes bringing in two million or more Islamic, Muslims a year. On top of that, another 10 million on top of the 11 or 12 that they claim, which is really closer to 30 or above.
It's 25 to 30. I'd say 25 to 30.
I'd say 30 to 34 million.
Okay.
I've been following this for a while, and they've been using these numbers for quite a damn while.
I know. They lie. They love to lie.
And for Obama to sit here and tell us that we've got no more illegal immigrants now than we did, it's like everything else that comes out of his mouth, it would be a bald-faced lie.
We are
weaker around the world because of his crazy foreign policy crap.
Amen.
We are laughed at and scoffed at now because of him. Mexico, he's no threat to the drug cartels or nothing. Heck, he's alive. He's worked with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, through Holder. Absolutely.
We will see an increase in crime with this big, fast push of illegals coming the last few weeks or so. And it's not just kids coming. That's a lie. There's more than kids coming. You look at getting off those buses. Those ain't all kids.
I know.
And we're going to see an increase in crime.
We're going to see an increase in deadly diseases, too.
Well, because
we're going to lose our English, too. It's going to get changed up.
Oh, I'm so sick of it. You know what they're going to do? They're going to use these bleeding heart liberal ass brains to make sure that everybody's got their boo-hoo on about, they're just children. Give me a break. This is the kind of strategies of a dictatorial mess.
They don't understand that the very people who promoted this and stuff were counting on your sympathy.
Exactly.
Have you not ever seen anyone who will take advantage of you, play on your sympathies to take advantage of you? Well, that's what we're seeing. And our government is in cahoots to do this.
Yep. This is treason, Bill. That's what I call it. And where the hell Congress is, you know, I'll tell you, the answer is not going to come from them. It's not going to come from them, Bill.
Because your Republican elected, too many of them are insider investors that are tied right into businesses and housing to the illegals. They can use them for cheap labor. They don't got to provide the things for them. They can rent an apartment to a family of two and then have 20 in the apartment charging each extra person $50.
Right. Well,
they never pay taxes.
It's not just the housing bill. I think this is bigger. These republics who are rhinos, they're not conservatives. They're not normal, libertarian people like us. And we've got the whole Democrat Party, is, as far as I'm concerned, is either Islamic, La Raza, or commie. So they're dead. They're gone. The republics are progressives and socialists at worst. And there's like this tiny, tiny percentage of them that even tries to do anything. And so they're powerless, and the others are cowards. I'm telling you, they're cowards. They got a yellow streak as white as this road I'm looking at down their backs. It's unbelievable. It's not fun anymore. And it's not going to – the answer's not coming from them. And the sad part is what I see – and if there's worse economic situations, which it'll happen – you've got people coming in here that we don't want. The bleeding hearts are all over it. They're trying to take people's guns away. There's going to be a damn uprising. You watch. I'm telling you, you release those people and they start trying to harm Texans and Arizonans, there's going to be some bloodshed. Kids or no kids. I'm telling you, because we've had it. People have had it.
Well, our only problem is we've waited 25 years too late to do anything.
I know. Absolutely.
We have let them build up and establish and set up. And we've known all along that the closer it gets to this next election, if they think they're going to lose power, if there's a threat that they might lose power, they were going to push their agenda as hard as they can. And
I know.
You're seeing Obama already just showing you. He's not going to play around. He's going to go right around Congress and do everything he wants to do.
Congress is going to let him.
Piss on Congress. Piss on the American people. It's going to be his socialistic, progressive ideology way that he has been brought up to push.
Right. It's going to be his way or the highway. Well, I'm telling you, there's some folks, like I said, in certain states that they're ready to literally take one for the team. They can't take this guy anymore. They just can't. I mean, it's bad.
The scandal with the military. The Marine in Mexico, he ain't trying to craft to get back.
Nope, absolutely not. He doesn't care.
Trying to limit the military's pay, trying to make them pay for their health care and all the other attacks against our own military. I don't see how he can ever think he's going to have the support of our military if he tries to take the people.
Oh, no. He's been feminizing it, because he's one of them.
Black people buy our military.
That's true. But you know what? As far as the top people, I mean, I like the SEAL teams and the guys that are in Afghanistan that we're talking about, Bergdahl or whatever the heck his name is. Those guys, they're loyalists to us, but the upper echelon, he's purged all the decent ones. There's not anybody who has even one-tenth of the kind of Patton, General Patton type personality anywhere to be found. He's taken all that away. He's done that already. He's just an evil, evil.
On our local levels, our elected on our local levels are ignorant to what's going on because all they say is they're being allowed to pad their pockets.
That's right.
Let me go by. You look at what happened in South California. And folks, I'm going to tell you, if you examine them across this nation, you'd find out that probably 90% of elected throughout this nation on the local level are somehow padding their pockets.
Yep.
Simply because they have the power to do so, because they're controlling what's coming in and what's going out.
Right. I know. I mean, you can look when I first found out about Agenda 21, especially when you talk about local city councils, because that's where this stuff got targeted by ICLEI. There was over 700 cities or more that throughout this nation that were run and owned and operated by ICLEI. They were in cahoots with the city council because they walked up to these guys and said, oh, we're going to do all your stuff for you, but we'll only charge you $1,200 a year, because they were being funded by the higher-ups. Nobody knows this, but you and I do. I mean, these city council people are about as dumb as dirt. I'm not kidding. I cannot believe how stupid and gullible they are. And anything the time you dangle money in front of these coneheads, they don't do one darn bit of research. They don't question anything. They just march along like the sheeple that they are, and the city gets shafted. And like I was telling Hal, I said, these guys actually think that you put a couple cute sidewalks and trees on a damn thing and a roundabout, and you're going to make it beautiful, and there's people, you're going to have prosperity in your town. Dreaming. I told them to their faces, you're dreaming. I said, you go ahead and do this, and you just keep doing what Jerry Brown's doing, and this whole damn state's going to look like Detroit by the end of 10 to 15 years. You are dreaming. They looked at me like I had two heads, but you know what? I don't care. At least I planted the seed.
I'm glad you brought that up. You see, the city of Seymour is doing the same thing, building this big fancy when you drive by, trying to coax you into stopping and spending money in Seymour. And in the end,
I know.
And all it is, again, is investors trying to pad their pockets.
Well, it's not just that, Bill. It's asinine because these people have no concept of who Bastiat or Hayek or von Mises was or the Austrian idea of economics. They wouldn't know that if they fell over it in a big, giant hole. So that's the first thing they have to understand. By the same token, you've got Schmuckface trying to raise the minimum wage nationally to over 10, and we've got idiots in San Diego, literally in the city of San Diego, wanting to raise it over a period of like 3 years up to 13.10 cents a gallon, dollars an hour for minimum wage. And what they're so these, I mean, what I should do is get a sign and take a picture of the book that I read, Road to Serfdom, and blow it up and put it on a sign and say, have you read this, you moronic stupid? This is what you're going to do. I mean, they're going to automate everything, like you've posted, you and others have posted on Facebook, the low-wage jobs. You're cutting off the first and second rung of the ladder to get up the ladder. They have no clue. They are so stupid. They can't understand. They don't know Econ 101. They wouldn't know it, like I said, if it came up and hit them with a baseball bat. They don't get it. They're stupid. And that's what they're going to cut off their nose to spite their face is what they're doing. There's going to be higher unemployment. There's going to be more poverty.
What we have is too many people trying to serve themselves, trying to portray themselves as being public servants, but in reality, all they are is their own personal servants.
And I think that what they do, they actually buy into the social or communist or Keynesian or whatever ideology, and they act. It's like they're expecting unicorns to start playing basketball somewhere on outside in there. I mean, this is what I think. They're so stupid, they actually swallow this stuff and believe it. No matter how many times it fails, they don't get it. They refuse to see reality. They just do. Well, it's going to hit them really hard. If you think this is going to hit the people in the streets hard, it's going to hit them in the backside, too. Watch. It'll come and bite them, Bill. The city council people, it'll bite them.
That's how karma works. That's how physics goes in space.
Yeah, it's like a tidal wave.
Every action, there's a reaction.
Right.
And
it's going to bite them because once the tsunami hits of the financial collapse, believe me, they're going to be like flotsam and jetsam on a river. That's what they're going to look like. And there's no way to stop it. I mean, they think they're going to win. No. Nobody wins in this scenario, you dummies. That's what I'm up against.
Our elected have turned into, now we got, let's be real,
got two classes of people, or two kinds of people in this country that think it's okay to take from others from what they've earned. The rest of them are locked up in prison, and the rest of them serving in Congress and the Senate.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, it is a Marxist ideology to take from those who will produce and to give it to those who sit on their behinds. That's and Margaret Thatcher said, eventually you will run out of those people's money, and that's what's going to happen.
Well,
and that's what Hayek talked about with the road to serfdom. You have a central planning, and it never works. Never.
Even if you looked at where Marxism's been trying to be put into practice, it was the elite that were gaining out of it, and the rest of them were just sinking down.
Well, again, the rich, look, because the government, other than what they print, they don't produce a dang thing except misery, is from what I can see. But they don't produce a product or anything of value. They are, to me, valueless. They might be thinking that they're going to be able to live off the rich people and tax them 1% or whatever percent it is. But eventually they'll just go hide like Maurice Strong did and go to Beijing and say, I'm not paying your damn taxes. You know, I'm not padding your pockets. These guys are going to lose in the end, Bill. They all are. What?
I mean, I don't know how else to put it, but to me it's kind of comedic that we are paying people to tell us how to live.
Well, yeah, by taxation. Well, we're forced to do that, and then it just goes downhill from there. You know, yeah, we're paying for our own demise. We've said that before. It's true. And only those who have woken up and aren't going to play the game anymore are going to be maybe ahead of it.
Well, the biggest push is going to come when they got to figure out how they're going to try. They've got to try to disarm us.
Oh, I know. But I think right now, because of what's going on with the Mexican border and all the rest of it, I'm actually hearing people wake up in California. I think it was Monday when I went to the gym. I was on the elliptical thing, and these two ladies were talking about health insurance, and they were very upset with the Obamacare, because they said, now this and this and this is happening to all of our stuff and everything that's because of this this measure. And so they were not happy. And I thought, well, I didn't say a word. I just thought, well, it took a long time, but now it's coming home to roost. Finally, people, because it's affecting their wallets and it's affecting their lifestyle. And, you know, everything that's going to happen from here on out because of this man's actions and all his minions, it's going to start coming home to roost. And I don't like the idea of civil unrest, but, I don't see how else to – I don't know how to avoid it. I wish I did, but it's a mess. Unless you dig into the hills and let them come to you, and then it's self-defense, and they can't say a damn thing.
You know,
I don't know.
You look at how far these people are willing to go. Did you know that in 2011, in a comic book, they used Superman and he denounced his American citizenship?
Yeah, I know.
How low these people will sink to.
Well, you don't have to think about it, or you don't have to. Yeah.
Book artists who draw these things, they're attacking the left, saying they hijacked their superheroes.
Yeah.
The guys who invented the cartoons, you know. But you look at children's programming, they're trying to indoctrinate your child to be something different than what you would raise your child to be.
Right.
You've got
this, okay, this
common.
Okay,
they are attacking the very culture of America through Common Core, through through illegal immigration, through the immoral act, pushing for supporting immorality and things. It's just on and on. The destruction of the culture, they've got it pretty much in hand. They've got the destruction of the economy. There's no doubt about that's going to happen. The only thing they haven't got yet is how to disarm us.
Well, I know that they're trying really hard in California, because all these measures that they're trying to do, but what they do is, you know, they'll push for it, and then someone will sue them, and they take it to the California Supreme Court, and the California Supreme Court overturns their little actions and say, you can't do this, this is unconstitutional. Later, they'll let it die down and they'll do it again. They'll come up with another wording. They'll try to do, you know, like getting the ammunition sales off the internet, and can't do it in California. They've already been struck down once before, and they're going to keep pushing, and now they're doing worse things. The Feinstein is trying to get, you know, the tell on your neighbors and the restraining order nonsense. The whole thing is worse than you know, Adolf Hitler is what they're acting like. Stalin. This is how low they will stoop. And when you say you can't believe how low they'll go, well, I can tell you how low they'll go. They'll go as low as Vladimir Lenin did. That's what they'll do. And I know they have to disarm us, but I think it's going to have to, it might be state by state. They're trying to turn Texas blue. I pray to God they don't. That's all the left, the far left, you know, people like Soros. They're working on it right now. Hell, Glenn was talking about this 6 months ago. So what?
It's going to be an explosion.
I know.
These people somehow think that they have been, I don't know, anointed to be better than everyone else, more intelligent than everyone else. You know, somehow they've got this complex about them that they feel this way and try to they act this way.
It's a God complex.
We are all stupid, and we see that from the media, how our elected will come out and say stuff, thinking that, you know, they show you that they believe you are stupid.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, and these elitist media from, you know, PMS, LSD, and all the rest of them, these people are they're so far gone mentally, I don't even bother with those clowns. They have been brainwashed from the time they're probably 8 years old. I mean, there's no other explanation for this. These people are indoctrinated in socialist, communist ideology since they're kids. They have to be, to talk the way they do.
And not a one of them is bright enough to go look at the inside of a prison and how inmates are done to realize that is exactly what they are pushing and promoting.
Well, they don't see it that way, Bill, because they don't understand common sense. They don't understand what reality is. They're so unplugged from the real world. They've never studied anything but the allegory of the cave and what they've been told, and they've been sucking up the Kool-Aid, like I said, since they're about 9 or 10 years old. They've been brainwashed. It's like they went into a cult, and now they have to be deprogrammed. Well, good luck with that. There's a lot of folks out here that don't want to worry about deprogramming. They just have extra ammo for those people. I'm serious. And I seriously think the way, you know, the things I've heard and talked to others, because we have the armament, there's a lot of us, there's so many guns. There's, Bill, I don't think there's any way they can really, they would have to just go ahead and set off nuclear bombs. I mean, they would literally have to just off everybody.
Well, it's like you said, they'll start in areas they can get by with disarming first, and they'll try to do it step by step. But it will come to a point that they can't. And why do you think they've armed all these organizations and stuff? Because
it's going to be a war. It's going to be a fight.
Just went out of its way to label the Tea Party as terrorists, but refuses to call the Taliban terrorists, and continues to give money and weaponry to real terrorists.
Of course.
The Tea Party plus the American people, well, we're the terrorists.
They're already trying to limit political speech. They're after the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Crap, they're out to throw the Constitution out.
Absolutely. And it's really sad because, you know, they will, this is what progressives do, they will change the dialect, they will change the words, they will lie up and down and black as white. I mean, they'll stand there and say it all day long. Look at Obama. He stands in front of that thing and lies. Chuck Schumer does it. Hagel does it. Rice does it. Valerie Jarrett, Hildebeest Clinton, Muchel, every one of them. They're worse than Jezebel and Baal combined.
Stupid enough to believe them saying, "Oh, you took me out of context, sir." We don't believe none of that crap.
Yeah.
You know, people usually say what they mean. They say something. Then they go back and try to change the total meaning of what they said.
Yeah. And we've all seen it. We all heard it.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
In an interview last night, again, she blew it off of Benghazi. And,
oh, you mean Hildy?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Hildy Beast. Yeah, it's, you know what, I hope that she gets excoriated enough between now and, say, you know, the time people start running. I hope that there's plenty of signs with her ugly face. I'm not kidding. I want her plastered everywhere with blood on her face.
I liked how she came out to say how Obama was wanting to trash Palin, and she wasn't going for it because it was an attack on women. So you, now we know that Obama started this war on women crap.
Well, yeah, because exactly, there was, you know, the race card was being played back when, in 08, when, you know, Clinton, Hildebeest was going up against Barry. They were just playing this because the Clintons are very powerful people, and this crap about her being broke is the biggest bunch of horse feathers I've ever heard. I mean, that is just absolutely laughable. These people are so connected and powerful with all the higher-ups and the Bilderbergs and the George Soroses. That's what that meeting was about. They said, you are not going to be the one. It's going to be good old dark-skinned Barry so we can play the race card and we'll just sail through 8 years of destroying what we can do and what we want. That's what was going on.
Oh,
and that shadow party, shadow government, they put him in there.
Oh, I do believe that. But I also believe that she's to come in and finish it off if he doesn't succeed.
Exactly. Oh, I'm sure of it. And then
it was her husband that went around Congress and signed on to Agenda 21 with a sustainable development at the UN.
Right, and if they try to shove Jeb Bush down our throats, we should have a mass uprising and say not on our watch and hell no. Because that guy is, there is no difference between Hildebeest and Jeb Bush in my book. I will not vote for another lesser of two weeks. I won't.
If it comes down to Hillary or Jeb Bush, I'm taking off to the woods because.
Yeah, I know. And don't go to the polls and mark your ballot. Just, in fact, what I do is I vote for the local people and anybody. Right now, this is the first time I've ever written in something. And I stood my ground, and these people were running unopposed. And on Bill Gore, the sheriff, I said, Vladimir Lenin, and under Rocky Chavez, who's a rhino republic, I put Mickey Mouse, because I'm not playing their game anymore. I refuse. I will not vote for Neil Kashkari, and I naturally won't vote for Jerry Brown. I will put something, you know, equally astonishing under there and just tell these people how I feel. I'm not doing it. I am not going to sacrifice principle ever again on this. Not doing it.
I'm going to be honest. I think if the Senate isn't turned this time, it's over.
You're right. I absolutely agree with you. Because they're going to...
If the Senate doesn't get turned, then there is only one way out.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's... Southern Lexington and Concord, what it is. I know. It's not going to be fun. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm not. Because, you know, like I said, in 24, this November, we've got to get that Senate turned around and make sure that they can override him and put him in his place and get rid of that Obamacare before the next election comes up. It's got to happen. We cannot have this.
Well, you're getting a glimpse of Obamacare with what's going on at the VA.
Yes, and that's your death penalty. That's what you're going to have. You're going to have a government system that is so horrible and so egregious and so corrupt and so rotten, and there's not going to be any competition. And that's the problem. You have to have competition, especially in that situation and also in the school systems. That's the reason these parents are terrified. They have no choice where to send their damn kids. There's no competition. It's a state-run bunch of crap, and it's becoming a real huge problem. And now that we're getting flooded with the alien invasion, I'm telling you, there's going to be a tipping point, and it's going to come soon. And I think that there's going to be a civil unrest, and I don't want to see it. But, you know, we've got to protect ourselves.
This input of illegals is going to put four Americans out of jobs.
Oh,
and
it's worse than that.
The ones that are going to get hurt worse than that are going to be the blacks.
And what about the poor, the people, especially with the amount of young kids that there really are? I mean, let's face it, there's probably more than adults or young adults. They're all going to be on the goddamn welfare doles, and anybody who still has a job is going to be taxed to death. This thing is sick. It is designed to destroy this economy faster than he already has.
You know, we got 50% of the teenagers unemployed in our nation because they can't find a job because an illegal got a job they would have had.
Yep.
And that's what one of our guys said on the radio this morning. He said San Diego County, the teenage unemployment rate is 30%. It's almost as bad as Detroit. I mean, it's really bad. And in the Central Valley, those poor Hispanics that were working generations making food and growing food, their unemployment rate in that area is 40 to 45%. It's ridiculous. Yeah. These idiots want to put roundabouts and think they're going to bring prosperity to Oceanside. They are out of their flaming minds. They're nuts. Like I said.
I've tried. You know, I don't understand why the area I live in ships out all the stuff they do and then imports stuff from other countries that's inferior to what we grow ourselves.
Yeah, because our stuff is so much better than everybody else's.
Oh, I mean, I think that, like, when we had the Central Valley, there were a lot of people inside the country and other parts of the world who benefited from that, and I'm not opposed to free trade. I think that's great because we had free trade, you know, before Lincoln got in there and started doing the tariff thing, north and south, and then with Europe. I mean, they were doing fine until he screwed
trade,
it up.
Free trade has to be equal trade.
Right.
And they used to say first.
I mean, look, China has kicked our butt with this ideology of free trade where we're trading with them and we got to pay all kinds of extra things to trade with, but yet they don't have to, and they flood our country with inferior products.
I know.
That our own businesses can't afford to keep up with because we don't pay 50 cents a day.
You know what I did notice also with what's happening, because I haven't gone to a fast food restaurant for quite some time when I started this diet, but when I was doing my pole working, I was there for like 15 hours, so I was hungry, and I went to a fast food place. I mean, the prices of fast food is skyrocketing, and a lot of that, in fact, right now, I'm paying over $4 a gallon for gas in California. Things are getting really ugly, and if he keeps pushing this EPA thing, when you see your electricity bills, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And I'm also finding out through reading this pamphlet about the push for solar, this is also a huge scam, which is going to hurt all the people, the middle class and the taxpayers. They're going to get soaked down the line.
You look at all the solar panels and stuff they put on top of the White House, and you realize that powers six light bulbs.
Oh, I know. Look, you don't have to. This whole thing is
the people behind all this give 2 cents about the American people. All
they
found is, hey, if we can block oil and coal and stuff, and we're in charge of solar energy, wind turbines and whatever else, even biofuels.
I know.
You notice you haven't heard the left saying crap about it coming out that the biofuel is 7% worse for the atmosphere than gas. You haven't heard a peep out of the liberals over that, and I don't see nobody trying to stop the biofuels. I wonder why that is. It's because of who is invested in the biofuels.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's, in fact, I'm going to be printing that thing out that you gave me because you had all the, that one that you, I think it was on Facebook, and I put it in my Microsoft Word document so I can get that link and try to print it out before I go to that meeting. And I don't think I'm going to do it tomorrow, but once I get some other people and I get my ducks in a row, I'm going to definitely be speaking on it, because I can't let this go by the wayside anymore with my city council. They've got to know the truth. I got to hammer it home, whether they listen or not. I'm going to do it.
I actually attended a city council meeting last night in Seymour, and okay. I thought a lot of them, they all had smirks on their face. And they just,
yep.
I have to chat. They sit up there like
mm-hmm. their crap didn't stink, and
like,
they're better than everybody.
Like we should be overwhelmed that they even let us in the room.
Oh, I know. It's horrible. Yeah, they're very arrogant, and they think they know so much. And the ones who are smirking and trying to shut everyone down are the ones who are in on it, and you know that.
We're going to try to get some Patriot shirts made up, because if we would add some kind of Patriot shirt on, you know,
mm-hmm.
and Holler Show and stuff like that, we got a little bit of heads turned yesterday.
Yeah.
Show up at the meeting with that.
Well, when the mayor finally figured out it was me with the beard, you know, he's used to me with a short beard. The look on his face said a lot. But,
well,
you know, these people that are up there yesterday, they're just like our state politicians, just like our federal politicians. They think
mm-hmm.
because they selected by the people that somehow that puts them above the rest.
Well, Linda, you
they
gotta
forget that they work for us.
They work for us, but you got to understand. This chicken problem, what Seymour's having, the problem and the complaint it was two blocks away. The guy's neighbors or nobody around him, they said it didn't stink. There was no problems. Nobody complained. It was a nosy neighbor two blocks
yep.
away.
Yep, absolutely.
Who walked over a privacy fence, was on trespass,
yeah.
and took pictures trying to claim, you know, this, that.
That's a patient of privacy. That,
yeah, it was investigated and found out that there wasn't no problem. Then all of a sudden, now we're looking at restricting chickens. But there's quite a few people inside of town that grow that have chickens. 4-H people, you know, it's easier to raise a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You can't raise a goat, a cow, or
no,
a pig, or something like
a
horse and cow. So they raise a chicken. Well, there goes their 4-H. As my one friend got up there and said, so when my chicken dies, and my daughter is a 4-H, I got to tell her we're not free enough to replace the chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the whole point. This the word freedom, I mean, the general populace still has no concept of what it is. In fact, you and I probably don't either, because we have been born into slavery for so damn long.
But you know that this little chicken thing is just a prelude to eventually they're going
yes.
to say no gardens in town. It's
yep.
just more control measures.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. This is part of the Agenda 21. They want no ownership of private property and no freedom whatsoever. I mean, and what they're doing here in California, the stuff that they're doing, they're trying to push it all, but they're doing it by getting the transportation element so they can get people out of their cars. And then they're going to go after the farms and the rurals, and they're going to say, no, we don't have the money for your sewers, and we don't have the money for, you know, the infrastructure and all the rest of it. They will try to force people off. You mark my words. They're going to do it. I'm going to scream and fight about it, but try to get people on board. But that's, you know, and I have a lady friend in one of our groups, and she's kind of listening to what I say, but she doesn't quite get it. Although I've said, look, they're trying to take you off your private property. That's why they're doing this to you. She has a beautiful farm with avocados, and I need to get with her alone so I can explain what's going on and what they're trying to do.
They don't own their own property.
For those that are listening and paying attention, Eric Cantor lost his primary against his Tea Party candidate, challenger Dave Brat.
Awesome. Good.
That's what I say.
Good. Yeah, because I know he's been a rhino progressive for years. He's been hiding behind that R, you know. Uh-huh.
Well, that's one down. There are many more to go.
You betcha.
McConnell was able to keep his, but there's McConnell is just as dirty and low as the Democrat. Heck, I want greasy down.
And the reason, you know why, Bill, the reason that Matt Bevin lost was because the poor thing didn't have anywhere near the money. These guys are—they're just dirty. They play dirty pool. They will use that money. That's what happened here in California on our primary. This Neil Kashkari—he was flooding the airwaves on the TV with his ugly face. And so these idiotic voters who live in Plato's cave—they think, "Oh, that's the alternative to Brown." They didn't even know who Tim Donnelly was. And so, you know, it's all about the money. You can get out there and spend that kind of money. That's who gets it.
Yes, it is.
And that's what happened to Matt Bevin, and that's what happened to Tim Donnelly just last week. It's sick. I know.
We're headed into some really rough times, folks. And a lot of people's not going to be, they're going to be left out in the cold and not be prepared for what to hit us.
I know.
You're looking at coordinated attacks against your food supply to limit that
water.
Water. They're indoctrinating
transportation.
Our core. They want to take over, close down energy, you know, coal and oil.
Yep.
They want to take away your right to for political speech. You know, they want us to decide who can give and how much they can give to a political campaign.
That's not their business.
You know, it just goes on and on and on, and we're just scratching. We've been on a lot of the other topics for a long while, the illegal immigration, the destroy our culture, the little Christian city, the global warming crap, the attacks against Christianity, the attacks against morality.
That's real good.
Playing up despicable people as heroes, as you're seeing them try to do with Bergdahl. You know, the whole deal there was he thought we'd be so overwhelmed that we were getting Bergdahl back, we weren't going to pay attention that he was a deserter and that he had declared decommissioning of our country.
That didn't work out too well for him, did it? Oh, you know what? This is what the good news is, Bill. Some of this is backfiring on this administration, huge. And people are actually figuring it out, although the percentages aren't very good because there's about 61% of the stupid populace who doesn't even pay attention to any of this. They wouldn't know what you were talking about if you asked them on the street. So
how many people have died to try to capture them people?
But wait.
And like I said,
before
there's
long
probably...
I'm telling you, we are going to see at least one, if not more, if not all of these people return to the battlefield.
I think all.
Yes. Oh, well, they got to stay in Qatar for a year. We've already committed to be in Afghanistan 2 more years.
Oh, wait,
so they're going to be out free to go back to Afghanistan while our troops are there for at least a year.
I know. He's a traitor. Obama's a traitor. He's just a freak.
I think that could come back and hit right before the 2016 election. And destroy the Democrats' chances at winning the White House.
God, I hope so. Jesus, we got to do something.
But
it's pretty crazy.
If Obama doesn't try to pull off some stunt and run for a third term, you're going to see that within a short period of time after he leaves office, he will become a member or a head of the UN.
Oh God, that's another place that needs to be bombed. Oh man,
it needs to be in him. That's what it needs.
What gets me is. At the UN, Obama's biggest fan, biggest supporter, was Muammar Gaddafi.
Lovely.
You see how Obama did him. Because Muammar wouldn't give weapons to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Obama the constant attacks about money. Well, you know, I've seen where the Koch brothers tried to give $25 million to a fund, and the NAACP was all, you know, great with it. But the liberals are attacking it to beat hell.
Sure.
Do that.
But they don't say nothing about all the money George Soros spends or
in the union.
Warren Buffett.
Or Warren Buffett, who owes over $1 billion in business taxes. None of these people who pay out way more than the Koch brothers are ever mentioned by the left. It's like that the left, rich and mighty, are exempt from being criticized.
Yeah.
And there we go. Women in speech. You have a media that basically limits knowledge by not telling you the truth and trying to cover up.
Oh, my
up.
God. That's an understatement.
Nothing but a propaganda rag for the administration.
I know.
We're seeing how many judges has Obama replaced?
Oh, my gosh. Well, and the other...
These judges are going to be there long after he's gone.
Right, exactly. He knows that, too. I'm going to get ready to go back to the chat room. You guys got a couple minutes, and I'm just super excited about Delaney. So I'm hoping we get a good crowd. That's going to be fun.
God bless you, Linda.
God bless you, Linda.
Huh?
I said, God bless you.
Yeah, you guys, too. Fantastic.
Yeah, God bless you, Linda.
The what?
Oh, there
you
are.
I've been listening the whole time.
Awesome. Okay. And I'll see you guys on my show tomorrow. It's going to be regular time, 7 p.m. Eastern, right from the West Coast.
Sounds great.
Make sure to be there. Everyone, we'll come here and talking to you, but I wish we could be out here talking about good things, happy things, and I wish for that day. I want to be honest. I'm kind of tired of what we do, but I got to stay in the fight till the end. Got to hold ground till he turns everyone to all. Just be blessed and go out and be a blessing to your friends and your neighbors. Long cuz, take us out. God bless you.
Got to go. God bless everybody.
God bless you guys.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? Merrily saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. Grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful